All right, folks, if I can have your attention here in the media center, we're going to go ahead and start our post-race media availabilities for the 23rd annual Ford EcoBoost 200 NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. We're joined first by championship Ford driver Justin Haley, driver of the number 24 Fraternal Order of Equals Chevrolet for GMS Racing. Justin, talk to us a little bit about your race.
Yeah, we had a good run at it. You know, there at the start of the race, I thought we were going to be one to contend for. We had really good fire off speed all night, and seen about four or five laps into the run, we would plow tight and then get loose, and then about 13, 14 laps in the run, we get okay again. So we just fought balance all night, but still a pretty good day.
Before we go to questions, we'll go ahead and welcome.
Yeah, we got you.
Say where, everybody.
We're joined by two more of our championship four contenders. First, driver of the number 21 ISM Connect Chevrolet for GMS Racing, Johnny Sauter, and driver of the number 18 Safe Flight Auto Glass Toyota, Kyle Busch Motorsports, Noah Gragson. We'll go to you first, Johnny. Just talk to us a little bit about your race, please.
Yeah, well, it was awful. So, just no grip. And, yeah, we laid an egg tonight. So, I don't know why, just sideways. And then make huge adjustments on the pit stops. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Didn't really feel it. So, you know, it's crazy. You got some races where, you know, you do a couple of pounds of air pressure and a little bit of a track bar adjustment, and it's like you go night and day, and then tonight you make huge adjustments and just ho-hum, you know. So proud of everybody at GMS. Great season, and we just coming down the stretch here. We didn't get it done. So congratulations, 16 Truck. They did a hell of a job tonight, win a championship and win the last race. That's pretty cool. So we just didn't have it.
Noah, talk to us a little bit about your evening.
Just struggled overall to make, I guess, productive adjustments on pit road. Kind of like Johnny said, it was just hard to really get a pinpoint on the balance. Felt like little things would, the things that you wouldn't think would make a difference made a big difference, and things you think would make a big difference didn't make a difference. So just overall, I'm just really happy to, I guess, soak this all in. Obviously, we wanted to be on top of the stage, but yeah, congrats to the 16. It's been a hell of a week. It's been a lot of fun, and just learn, move on.
We'll open it up to questions now. If you'll raise your hand, we'll get a mic to you. We'll start right up front here with Jerry Jordan, then we'll go to Jacob.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires, .net, Performance Station Network. Johnny, you've been through these situations many times, not saying you're the oldest guy out there or anything like that, but for the younger guys, what advice do you have for them going through not winning this championship tonight, and what about you, and how will you deal with it?
Well, these guys ain't old enough to drink, but I can go home and have a 12-pack of Bud Light, so maybe some old style. Yeah, I mean, obviously it's tough, but these guys are young, they're resilient, they'll get over it, and they'll live to race another day. So, you know, it's a little different for me. I you know, tonight just sucked. I mean, when you suck that bad, you just, it's whatever, you just go home, you know, and go, what the hell happened? That's the way I look at it. So, and I'll ask myself that for 3 months, you know. But these guys, I mean, they're young, they got long careers ahead of them. So yeah, I mean, that's all I can tell them. It's racing is a lot of ups and downs, peaks and valleys, and there's more valleys than there are peaks, it seems like. So if you're going to race and you're going to stick around a long time, be prepared to get kicked around, because that's the way it feels sometimes. And if you can deal with that, you'll learn to appreciate the good days.
We'll go over here to the left to Jacob, and then we'll go to Bob.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. I've got two questions. The first is for Justin and for Johnny. Knowing the position that both of you guys were in that final stage, were you guys surprised at how far off you ended today compared to where you guys looked to be for most of the start of the day through practice and qualifying?
I'm glad you included us in a group. You know, we were terrible as a group. That's always good. But I don't know. I mean, we just missed it. I mean, me and Johnny had pretty similar setups, same front end package, same rear end package, went to the Chevy Sim together, did everything together this week. We're not married or anything, but
you
we're
guys
teammates.
Sleep together?
No.
Not yet. That's
not
right.
Yet. But
cool.
But no comment. But
cuddle buddies.
I don't know. We just struggled. I can't tell you why. I mean, the truck drove okay. We just lacked a shit ton of speed. So I think Johnny would probably tell you the same.
Yeah, I've been racing long enough to know when you get that really good feeling about the way things are going, and I just never had it today. Even this morning when we made our mock run and we're top of the board, it just didn't seem gripped up. So tonight's race was a bit of a shock to me. I didn't think we'd be that awful. But we were. So, yeah, you know, like he said, we just missed it. And such is life, you know. Nobody died. We're all good.
Part of it.
For Noah, you and Brett had a hellacious battle there right before that last round of green flag pit stops. What's going through your mind at that point? And then when you're trying to chase him back down, was there any more you could have tried to do?
No, that's pretty much just me driving 100%, driving my nuts off pretty much. You know, it's tough, but I guess that just comes down to experience, making good.
Just put the mic down at least, Johnny.
What?
You do something.
Yeah. I gave it all I got. I mean, I had my tongue hanging out. I wasn't worn out. I wasn't falling out of the seat. I just burnt the front tires off of it. I needed security. We were loose on the first run, and then just made it a little bit too tight for the second run, through the center and a snappy on exit. And then we got my exit really good, just too tight through the center, and just burnt the front tires off. And I thought I had a left front going down. I don't know what was the problem. It might have just been all in my head. But it just started getting really, really tight, 3, 4, 5 numbers of a balance shift, tighter. So just really challenging. And man, it sucks when you see that thing driving away from you. And you hear that voice crack? I need some water. Anyways, sorry. I just bummed out, but we've got bigger and better things to move on to, and got the off season to spend with the family and get to go racing next year, so that's always a plus.
We'll go right here to the right to Bob.
Bob Hockers, ESPN. This is for Johnny. Brett has had good runs this year, but they've been a little bit inconsistent. I was curious if you saw this coming at all, the fact that they finished second, third, and then back-to-back wins in the last four races.
Well, momentum is definitely a factor in the sport, and you know, I can speak from past experience. In 16, we got hot towards the end of the year, especially around the playoff time, and won a couple races and came down here and had a good run and won the championship. So momentum is definitely a big factor in this deal. And so, yeah, I wasn't surprised. I knew today, just looking at the lap tracker, that they had good speed in their truck. And, yeah, I felt like that's the guy we were chasing, me personally, my team and stuff. So, yeah, when you get on a roll, sometimes you feel invincible. And then they had it going on. And, you know, we just struggled on the stretch. And, yeah, I can sit up here and sugarcoat it till the cows come home, but that's not my style. It's call it what it is. We sucked last week, and we sucked tonight.
Additional questions down here. We'll go over here to the far right to Tom and Dustin.
Dustin, you know, French Judge. For you, Justin, 3 wins this year overall. What's your biggest takeaway from the year?
I don't know what the biggest takeaway is. I mean, obviously we had a good season, and it's more than I expected. Going into the season at Daytona, I didn't have any Xfinity races lined up, and I got the opportunity to do some Xfinity races and try to prove myself in those. So just got to have faith. I mean, some of those times, you know, you look at it and you're kind of in a bad spot, and the next week you go and you're on good. So I don't know. Never give up. I think we built a pretty good team behind us in the 24 camp. I think Kevin Belcourt really formed a good group of guys behind us, and I think that is what led to most of our success.
And Johnny, for you, career highs and wins, top fives and laps led this year. So is this one kind of tougher to swallow than last year?
You know, last year was a little tougher to swallow because we ran second, third all night to Christopher, so we lost the championship by one spot. Tonight, you know, you start running not very good, and you're kind of like, well, hopefully there's hope on the first pit stop, and then as the night went on, the second pit stop, we didn't get any better. So, you know, the season is nothing to hang your head about, obviously. Six wins and you know, very consistent. We just had some missteps here towards the end of the year. So, I don't know. Tonight's championship run, the season doesn't sting very much because when you're awful, you don't deserve it, right? So what the hell? I mean, that's the way it is.
We'll stay over here to the far right to Tom.
Tom Bowles, Front Stretch. For you guys, we now haven't had a caution here other than stage breaks in 2 years. So were you guys surprised that it was that clean a race? You know, was that part of your strategy going in? Did you guys expect it to go green as long as it did?
I loved it. I could go home quicker. I mean, the shorter the race, the better it is for us. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I was hoping, I was hoping for a caution there late because we were so good on fire off speed. I mean, I think we're one of the best on fire off speed. So, yeah, this isn't really one of those mile and a half where you expect wrecks. I mean, it's just super wide and most of everyone's in control.
I was happy racing. I wanted to race some more. And there's a human side of me. I had a really fun time tonight, and I'm happy that I got to race for championship. But driver's side, I want more laps. So I liked it.
Do we have any questions in the press box?
No questions.
Thank you. Gentlemen, congratulations on solid seasons. We look forward to seeing you in Daytona.